This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Tobin Senior, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, and I do mean 55. See, I do want you involved. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you part of. Seriously? It's always good to have you involved. I like it when you hang out. And I don't feel like I'm here alone. It's just the producer. Because she's, you know, she's got a gun. She can shoot me anytime she wants to. Yeah. It's a Nerf gun, so don't get nervous. Don't be calling SWAT or anything like that. We're all good. You know, you hear stories like we heard the last hour. And we joke about it here. And it doesn't matter. Look at it. It really doesn't matter what party you're with. If you're against sexual harassment, you're against it in any way, shape, manner, or form. So, you know, when you talk about, especially at the California legislature, I mean, they're the ones pushing down sex education to our kids in schools, you know, what we can eat, what we can't eat, how things should be labeled, how much taxes we should pay at the pump. I mean, they're trying to give us moral commands to live by, like they're gods now. It's unreal to me that they would, you know, do we have anybody in Sacramento with a spine that'll fight against these people? Anybody? I'm just asking. I was hoping. I had a glimmer of hope for a moment. Well, Linda Tripp's in the news again, which is okay by me. You know, because she's calling out, I don't know if you guys heard it, but Billy Bob Clinton basically said he's been suffering all these years with the whole thing with the Monica Lewinsky case. Well, I'm sorry, what? She wasn't? I mean, I got to give the person credit who was interviewing him, who, you know, called him out and said, look, you were like one of the biggest offenders of this. And you could tell, man, I would have kept poking because he was about ready to lose it. Clinton was. And she heard of, you know, Linda Tripp heard, it's like, is this guy serious? Speaking to a local news source, Tripp said that the televised exchange with Clinton shows that he thinks that he alone paid a price. Oh, it's all about me. Well, it was all about him, right? Poor guy, she said. The rest of his victims were handily dismissed with more denials, blamed the victim tactics. Right? He's self-consumed with his arrogance. This is where, I don't know how some of you feel, but I think about some of this stuff and I'm thinking, the only reason the left is taking him on now is because the Clintons are of no effect. They don't matter anymore for all intents and purposes. They have no real political power anymore. So they may have a little in some circles, but I don't think they have the power they used to have. So you know, again, the reason the commentators are coming out against them is because they have nothing to lose. They can't be hurt. But again, She gets it. She said that Bill Clinton's interview this week with the NBC News demonstrates that the former president fails to understand that he abused an emotionally fragile child. Come on, honestly, anybody, 21, male or female, still working through stuff. And she says she did, that he damaged the trajectory of her life. Right? She said, just amazing how much he didn't realize, or not realize, didn't want to respond, didn't want to accept, didn't want to admit to what he had done. She went on to say, I remain saddened that that while prominent and highly influential serial abusers are finally being publicly held to account, and that's a good thing, Bill Clinton remains untouchable. His victims suffered not only his abuse and assault, but also the disdain and indifference of the media. True, they were vicious with her. And so was his wife. You know, Mrs. Clinton wasn't very nice to these people either. And again, look at how they jumped right on board. Look at how the press jumped right on board in beating up the Trips of the world. But, apparently they came rushing to the aid of who? Stormy Daniels, the porn star. Because she's got a heck of a lot more credibility than Trump, right? It's just amazing. And as she puts it, think of all the accolades that she won at the People's Republic of California. They gave this woman a key to the city, West L.A., that is, for being, you know, willing to come out with the truth. What truth? She lied and said they didn't. She lied and said they did. I mean, which is the lie? If she says she's not lying now, but she was before, how do we know that? She was lying before. Liars are liars. Where do we know where her boundaries are? In this week's interview, NBC's News Craig Melvin grilled Clinton about whether he would have dealt with Monica Lewinsky's extramarital liaison liaison differently in light of the Me Too movement. Entirely unmentioned during the interview were the numerous sexual assaults and harassment allegations. They were just really talking about the one. I mean, Juanita Broderick was brutal. They were brutal to her. She accused Clinton of rape as well as sexual assault, accused of Kathleen Wiley. Now, I have it on my website. I should pull it up, bring it forward. But you got Kathleen Wiley, Paula Jones, and more. And what happened to every one of those women? The press pounded them into the ground. And Mrs. Clinton helped them with the hammer. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But I appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly becoming part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air and the chat room, just interacting with the show. It's a good thing. And it helps me, you know, it really helps me move along. So, that's right. The Linda Tripp story. And it's not just Linda Tripp. This is why the Me Too movement, just so I don't get myself in trouble here, because I always say it the wrong way, but the movement itself, or the reason for the movement, okay, It's a good thing that people finally said, okay, we've had enough. We're going to start calling these people out. But based on the story we just did a little while ago, it's just, it was a passing fad, apparently. Because if this is still going on in the legislature, if this is still going on with legislators, why aren't they called out? And I don't care what party you belong to. Are you afraid you're going to lose? That you're going to lose the seat? So what? You lose the seat, you do the right thing. Like I said, that story I did a little while ago, of the five instigators or the five perpetrators, three of them were Dems and two were Republicans. The Dems say that they are much more in tune to the Me Too movement. They're much more for. Then why aren't they dragging these three, kicking and screaming, out of the room? Why aren't they making them at least face a proper, I don't want to say trial, but a committee to find out whether they did these things or not and whether they need to step down or not? You had, again, you had Juanita Broderick. That poor woman was dragged through the mud. Right? Kathleen Wiley and Paula Jones, not to mention a whole bunch more. They all accused him, and what they get? They got beat up by the press. They got beat up by the by his wife, Mrs. Clinton, and Stormy Daniels, who signed an agreement to keep her mouth shut, broke the agreement, then said they'd never had physical sex, then said they did have physical sex, and she'd give back the $130,000 to keep her mouth shut because I'm sure there's some kind of movie waiting on the other side. I mean, she's a porn star. Not like it would be hard for her to make a movie about this, make some money at it. But I thought when you got paid for sex, it was prostitution. Yeah, I guess I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Whatever. Just asking. Anyway, Clinton utilized the interview to suggest that his critics are omitting facts. I think part of that is because he doesn't himself remember. Right? He said, again, they're accusing him and using the Me Too campaign to kind of use him. He said a lot of facts have been admitted to make the story work. I think partly because they're frustrated that they got all these serious allegations against the current occupant of the Oval Office, and his voters don't seem to care. Well, yours not only didn't care, they went after the women. Don't you think that's a little worse? Right? Clinton said that he doesn't owe Lewinsky a personal apology, explaining that he apologized publicly. No, he said when he asked if he apologized to Lewinsky personally, I do not. I have never talked to her. But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. He said, I apologize to everyone in the world. Well, that's not the same. For Tripp, the interview actually exposed Clinton's true colors. See, he still doesn't think he did anything wrong. That's not her. That's me saying it. She went on to say, may I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the real Bill Clinton. He's the one who bumbled through the Today Show interview, revealing a curious mixture of sheer intense, I don't even know what that means, intensivity, and an acute sense of entitlement. Now, he did all this with a straight face. And then he tried to hop, oh, God, I love this guy. He tried to hop on the Me Too bandwagon. Right? I mean, here's a guy that's known to be a lifelong abuser of women. And the irony saying, you know, that he was a supporter and a promoter of the Me Too movement. Well, he promoted it all right. Not quite the right way. I mean, come on. Think, you know my joke about how much crack do you have to smoke to try to get away with it, or try to tell people, try to convince people that you, an abuser of women, are the one that have, but he's not thinking this way, the one that helped the Me Too movement grow, to support the Me Too movement. Well, you don't have to support it by actually abusing women to get the Me Too movement to grow. It doesn't work that way. Tripp contended that the polished politician, ace communicator, showed his true colors publicly for the very first time in his adult life. In fact, she said it reminded me of the one of the time that I saw the real Hillary publicly, the irredeemable and basket of deplorables day, she added. I knew she meant it. Tripp documented evidence of Lewinsky's phone calls about her relationship with Bill Clinton and submitted the evidence to the independent counsel, Kenneth Starr, leading to the public disclosure of the Lewinsky matter. In a previous interview with the reporter, she explained that she did so because she believed her own life and Lewinsky's were in danger. Well, based on past history of the Clintons, she was right. Oh, yeah, I would have poured it all out there just to maintain a heartbeat. And then Tripp had a unique access to the Clintons because her office was directly adjacent to Hillary's second floor West Wing office for the entire time she served in the Clinton White House. Now, that was with the exception of the first 3 months of the Clinton administration. She was just outside, or she sat just outside the Oval Office. Tripp's explained in the past that the Lewinsky case followed years of alarm at what she said I'd seen in the Clinton White House. I mean, they saw all this stuff. And a lot of these people now come forward when they see how much advantage they were taken of. And they're talking about things like, some of you are way too young to remember this, Filegate, Travelgate, Whitewater, Vince Foster dying or being killed. She said all the scandals had come before were so completely obliterated in the minds of the eye of the American people because of the way all of them were essentially discounted. You know, the more they get away with this stuff, the more they get away with breaking the law, skirting the law, and actually having people stick up for them, made it much easier for them to believe they can keep getting away with it. Don't blame them. I mean, I wouldn't do it myself, but think about it. You're constantly built up on the fact that you can get away with anything. What else are you going to do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, a lot more coming up. Do you know that the college course claims that objectivity is a white mythology? Doesn't get any better than this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
Well, the Eagles been flying slow. And the flag's been flying.
I love this song.
And a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall.
And again, it's so applied to today.
Speaking just for me.
Because a lot of us will pull together.
We got a thing or two to tell you all.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Charlie Daniels. You know what? You, if you're ever sitting there, you're feeling kind of down, unpatriotic, un-American, whatever, you know, like it's not there. Go grab, if I say an album, it's not old, don't I? Go grab some of his music and listen to it. Really that simple. Right? Take a listen. It'll lift you up. A lot of patriotic stuff. Love it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being involved in the conversation. You know? All right. I hate you. You guys, stop sending me pictures of food, because I don't eat for a while when I'm sitting on the show. And you send me pictures of food, it's like, come on, cut me some slack here, will you please? College Course claims that objectivity is a white mythology, although I don't really know how they're going to explain this one. Holbert Williams Smith College is offering a course next year to teach students how objectivity and mediocrity function as white mythology. So mediocrity is a white mythology? See, you know, I keep telling you guys, there is an agenda here. There is this, you know, there was a book that was written years ago that I read and I wanted the kids to read. It was The Enemy Known as C. The Enemy Known as Average. And if you could do better, you know, we've been told over the last 20 years plus, just do your best. Well, you never leave somebody up to do their best. Good managers will look at someone who thinks that they're doing their best and help push them along so they truly can do their best. Because most people don't reach their potential. They don't have anybody helping them, pushing them along, teaching them how to get to that potential. Most people will only push and try to a point where they believe they can succeed and believe that they, you know, hey, I know what I'm doing. I won't embarrass myself. And if I need help at this point, I'll ask for it. I can't tell you how many times people, when we had our computer business, Tammy and I had a computer business together. I can't tell you how many of our people that worked for us came back and thanked us afterward for pushing them. You know, sometimes it's like dealing with teenagers. You're looking at them, they're getting mad at you, and you're going, look, look at how mad you get. I'm paying you by the hour. I want you to go do this. And they would figure out how to make it happen. And they would say, I never thought I could do that. Well, of course, they would never try either. So you help them. You push them along. You encourage them. So these people are doing that at the college level. They're ridiculous classes on how, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I gotta calm down. So the course explores the history and ongoing manifestations of white mythologies, long-standing, often implicit views about the place of white male Euro-American subjects as the norm. I never got that as the norm. I was never taught that. Matter of fact, as I say to some of you, and you don't seem to get it, you think I'm lying to you, but as an Italian growing up in a quote-unquote white area, I can't tell you how many times I was told I couldn't date their girls. I couldn't do certain things. I always thought I was the same color. I didn't even think it had anything to do with color. I always thought it had to do with the fact that, you know, I wasn't like them. I came from a different world. I grew up in a city. You know, my playground was tar, bricks, and cement. That's why you hear me sometimes joke about the fact that, you know, when we fell off the monkey bars, we bounced. Because, you know, tar doesn't absorb. It makes you bounce when you hit it. And if we were lucky, you know, somebody threw a mat down there so you wouldn't hit the hot tar. You'd hit a warm mat, but it still hurt. Now, the course description explains, they want you to explore how systematic logics that position the West and whiteness as the ideal manifest through such social constructions as objectivity, meritocracy, and race. Now, through neither Freeman or Rodriguez responded to a request for more information from Campus Reform, both professors have worked together for a few years, and they've co-authored an article in the Journal of Whiteness and Education. There's actually a journal for whiteness and education. Sweet Jesus, come soon. Save us from this aggravation. In the article, Freeman and Rodriguez argue that despite the good intentions of white students and community members, they call for intersectionality and diversity on campus may actually derail dialogue about racism. Wow. And it might recenter whiteness. Look at guys. Your kids are being taught this stuff. They also contend that efforts to increase minority representation on college campuses may actually promote white privilege. You know what? You know how we're going to fix this? I know how we can fix this. It just dawned on me. Let's take all these freakoids who speak like this, who say you can't promote increase my minority representations because you're going to promote white privilege. We'll take those. And then we'll take the ones that are forcing schools to promote minority representation, otherwise it's promoting white privilege. Let's lock them in a stadium somewhere, and they'll fix the problem on their own. Guaranteed. You get my drift? This is what makes these guys, for me, in my mind, what makes them such nut jobs. They can't even, from with their own team, they can't even decide what the right way to handle it. I told you the story a gazillion times. You can check it out. These people that are pro-gender and the people that I have another other name for it other than anti-gender. They got a school. The same group has a school that wants you to promote genderlessness, right? So they don't want king and queen at the prom because those denote men and women. So they're promoting as the two royals, if you would, right? Because they don't want male and female. So they're trying to find a way where you can have like a homecoming or a prom royal court without male and female. And then you have a high school on the other side of town that's promoting that whatever you identify is what you have. So you could conceivably have a biological female that's king and a biological male that's queen, or they even want to go further than that, say it doesn't matter, you don't get king and queen, you could have king and king, queen and queen. There shouldn't, you should, the two top vote getters are it. Think about that. I mean, if you're part of the group, that has to be confusing, don't you think? There's boundaries, but there aren't boundaries. And there are only boundaries depending on what kind of event you're having. And whether you are up the street or down the street or what school you're at. What group has more members? I don't know. It makes no sense. Anyway, they say that diversity measures are rarely presented as tactics for addressing the unfair systematic advantages that white subjects experience, but are instead framed as either avenues for addressing historical injustices or issues of simple underrepresentation. I mean, they can't easily make up their mind as to what we should do and how we can fix it. Right? I mean, come on. Campus Reform had previously reported that meritocracy and objectivity are often criticized by academics for promoting or justifying whiteness. One professor, for instance, recently argued that meritocracy serves as a whiteness ideology, while another group of professors claim that scientific objectivity reinforces white privilege. So apparently, breathing air reinforces white privilege. Going to the bathroom reinforces white privilege. Eating reinforces. Anything you do is going to reinforce white privilege. Or whiteness, as they say. Are you here with me? But you've allowed this to happen. Some of you are spending money at these colleges, sending your kids to those schools. You're paying for this tomfoolery. You're paying for this craziness. Sorry. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, this is good. This is classic. They have liberal students are blasting in classmates for cultural appropriation, but you won't believe what for. We'll be back in a minute.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto.
Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Better come inside, let me.
We almost were back. Gotta hit the right button. Hey, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, God, I know I had the story up, but hey, whatever. You know, it's really funny. The LA Times, who I usually don't quote, they had a great line today. Because I was saying, you know, the blue wave in California was more like a blue sneeze, maybe. Too many blueberries and whatever, you hawked up something. But they said the blue wave was more like a bunch of Democrats walking by the polling places and waving as they went by. I thought that was a great line. I mean, coming from the LA Times, that's funny. But you got to, you know, in California, less than 30% of the registered voters came out to vote. And some say, well, you know, that's because, you know, primaries usually are a low turnout. Well, you know what? I could buy that, and I would be on board with that kind of explanation, except that I've been hearing how we woke the sleeping giant, that they won't be fooled again. You know, all this, I think this is hilarious. And all the young kids, forgive me, I'm not putting down the young kids, but let's be honest about this. They don't come out and vote. You're not going to get them to the polls. And heck, you can't even get them to mail their phone checks in on time, let alone mail in their absentee ballots because, you know, they were pushing big time out here for them to sign up for absentee ballot. And they outnumber, you know, it's not by a slight margin. They outnumber registered Republicans by big numbers. So it's always amazing to sit here and listen to them talk about how they're going to kick butt, they've got this wave, they've got this, you know, they're just going to make it happen, and they didn't. Now, they've got a different description, and that's okay. But the reality is, when you look at the amount of money they spent on these races, they spent to get certain things done, and they got smashed. In most places, they got smashed. So if this is any indication of what November is going to be like, and I'm not saying it is, don't get me wrong, but if this is any indication, I don't know, I'm 100% right. We play by different dictionaries. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you guys are tuned in, paying attention, helping me along. So, I can't get over this. Your tax dollars, my tax dollars, our tax dollars are paying for this white mythology. And, you know, I realize I finished it up, but I want to make sure you understand. When you're sending your kids to these classes, check the college history out, please. So you know where you're sending them. You know what they're up against. You know what they're going to be having to deal with. All right, so now another college. This is the California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. They have decided, after seeing a picture of a couple of girls on campus, that the now having braided hair is now cultural appropriation. Never being a woman myself, I don't get it. So two students at the California Polytechnic State University have come under fire for a Snapchat photo in which they are allegedly engaging in cultural appropriation. We have the proof right here. The photo shows two girls dressed for a costume party. One girl has her hair braided, possibly in a cornrow style, although that can't be clearly determined by the picture. The caption reads, "Prettiest little gangsta in all the land." I always love when, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I don't really care. I always love when you little white girls and white boys think that you're going to be so gangsta and you're all of a sudden you're inner city thugs or something because you dress a certain way or look a certain way. Really? Seriously? Anyhow, I'm looking at the picture now. Even when you blow it up and look close, you can't, they're not cornrows. They're just braids from the hair, you know, down. But even so, really? Cultural appropriation? Where? From where? From the mafia? Well, good luck. I'm sure they're really upset about it. Find one to find out. The Progressive Student Group, never mind. There you go. That explains it all. Next story. The Progressive Student Group, called the Cal Poly Student Collective, began a public smear campaign against the girls on Monday. See, what is it with these people? Everything is a nasty in you. You know, they get mad at Trump. Why doesn't he wait and think before he tweets? Why doesn't he wait and think before Why don't you wait and think? Why don't you take your own medicine, play your own way, and do it that way? Why is it that you always just come out swinging, fighting, and punching? See, if it's okay for you, then it's okay for me. I have decided in this political cycle, when I get involved in politics, I'm going to make Trump look like a Boy Scout. No more of this political correctness. They like to play these games. No more of these political correctness things. So anyway, they went on to say, this week they received a photo depicting two Cali Polytechnic students engaged in cultural appropriation. That was according to a post they put up on Facebook. It also originally alleged that one of them is a sorority member of Alpha Phi Sorority and Cal Poly. But the assertion has since been removed, along with a reference to the supposed training that every Greek organization is going through right now. We find this is highly disturbing. Given the recent events on campus, the revised post concludes that we are sharing this to highlight how much work our school administration has to do. We have to stop them white girls from putting cornrows in. and braiding their hair. This is just terrible. Just terrible. Are we serious? Are we really spending time on this stuff? Because if the administration is spending time on this stuff, you're wasting tax dollars. The student collective has now removed this post telling Campus Reform that it has learned that neither of the women depicted in the photo is a sorority member, while insisting that the cultural appropriation is always wrong and we condemn it. The group apologized for the misinformation. But, see, here's the problem. It's just like with hate speech. Who gets to decide? Who decides what's hate and what isn't? Who decides what's cultural? Look, if I get an Irish girl cooking spaghetti and meatballs, I'm okay with that as long as they're good. You know, there's a place here. What's it? You've never been there, but I've been there. It's called Aunt Kizzy's Kitchen. Oh, actually, no, I got a better one. There was a place called Maria's Deli near where I'm at, okay? It was an Italian joint. The woman owned it was Maria. She was from Sicily. Well, I just was. She's not dead. She's still alive. She was. So anyway, but the two chefs she had to back, they were Mexicans. What? That's cultural appropriation, is it not? I mean, what right does a Mexican have to do in a commercial Italian restaurant cooking Italian food for me? That doesn't, according to this, they shouldn't be doing that. That's cultural appropriation. They have no right to have one of those Italian bandanas on their head. That's cultural appropriation. Find your own Mexican pizza or whatever it is that they were cooking back there. Mexican meatballs. I don't even know if they have them. I don't know what they are. Here's the difference, though, between me and the left. I don't care. I don't care what they are. They could be Iranian. They make good Italian food. Cook it up. I'm there. You want to have a spaghetti and meatball fundraiser? Right? For the sons of Baghdad? Go for it. As long as it's good food. God. I'm so tired. Can you tell I'm tired of this stuff? Now, the student collective, as they're known, describes itself as a group committed to resisting the Trump-Pence regime and all the conditions that have fostered neoconservative seizing of the most basic democratic functions of our society, but they can't tell you what. What? What has changed? You guys were going nuts for cultural appropriation when Obama was in office. I'll tell you what's changed. What's changed is all the craziness where you had all these riots, not protests, riots on campuses and in the streets. That's what's changed. You're not smashing windows and burning buildings down on campus or out in the street, and the police aren't standing back letting you burn off some steam. We don't have cops being shot every weekend in the streets. That's what's changed. So go ahead. So what you're saying is you want to commit to resisting Trump-Pence. So what, you want all that stuff back in place? Is that what you want? I mean, seriously, you know, they're complaining that the neoconservatives are degrading their public university system. You deserve it when you do stupid stuff like this. You're protesting two girls with braided hair, and we're supposed to take you seriously. Why? How does that work? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time. Whether we're on the same page or not, as you saw earlier, somebody wrote something to me on Facebook. I'm willing to respond. I didn't even use your name. Did you notice that? Because I think you were sincere in what you were saying and not just being stupid. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.